مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
سلام دوستان، در خدمت شما هستم با جلسه اول کتاب استوری تاک 3. میریم سراغ درس اول. I'm sure they'll give you a fair shake. من مطمئنم که اونها باهات منصفانه رفتار میکنن. Give someone a fair shake یعنی با کسی منصفانه رفتار کردن. حالا در ادامه بهش میرسیم. بریم سراغ دیالوگمون. Dialogue. Debbie and Valerie are at an audition for the school musical. یعنی دبی و والری در حال تست دادن برای نمایش موزیکال مدرسه هستن. دبی میگه I can't believe I let you talk me into auditioning for the school musical. یعنی باورم نمیشه گذاشتم منو متقاعد کنی که برای نمایش موزیکال مدرسه تست بدم. To talk someone into something یعنی متقاعد کردن کسی برای انجام چیزی. Let you talk me into یعنی گذاشتم منو متقاعد کنی. در ادامه میگه When I get this nervous I can't carry a tune. Look at me, I'm breaking out in a cold sweat. میگه من وقتی اینقدر نگران میشم نمیتونم طبق ریتم بخونم. نگام کن، از ترس دارم عرق میریزم. To carry a tune یعنی طبق ریتم خوندن. Carry a tune طبق ریتم خوندن. To break out in a cold sweat یعنی از ترس عرق ریختن، از ترس خیس عرق شدن. والری میگه Would you please stop going off the deep end and try to get a hold of yourself؟ میشه انقدر هیجان زده نشی و سعی کنی بر احساساتت مسلط باشی؟ To go off the deep end یعنی هیجان زده شدن. To go off the deep end. Get a hold of oneself یعنی بر احساسات خود مسلط بودن. Get a hold of oneself. دبی میگه You are right. I'm blowing this all out of proportion. درست میگی. دارم خیلی بزرگش میکنم. To blow something all out of proportion یعنی بزرگ کردن یه مسئله، اغراق کردن. در ادامه دبی میگه It's just that every time I audition for anything I feel like I've been put through a ringer when it's all over. هر دفعه که واسه هر چیزی تست میدم احساس میکنم بد جوری تحت فشار قرار گرفتم وقتی که تموم میشه. To put through a ringer یعنی تحت فشار قرار گرفتن. To put through a ringer یعنی تحت فشار قرار گرفتن. I just want them to give me a fair shake. That's all I ask. فقط ازشون میخوام که با هم منصفانه رفتار کنن. این تمام اون چیزیه که من میخوام. To give someone a fair shake یعنی عرض کردم خدمتتون در ابتدای درس، یعنی با کسی منصفانه رفتار کردن. اینجا to give me a fair shake یعنی با من منصفانه رفتار کنن. والری میگه Hey, there's Nancy. She's the best singer in the entire school. Hey, نانسی اونجاست، اونه هاش. اون بهترین خواننده کل مدرسه است. خب همین جمله والری باعث میشه که دبی کلی استرس بگیره دیگه. همینجوری معمولیش هم استرس داشت. حالا هم بهش میگه بهترین خواننده کل مدرسه اومده. در ادامه میگه I didn't know she was going to audition for the same part as you. یعنی نمیدونستم اون میخواد برای همون نقش تو تست بده. دبی میگه That does it. I'm leaving. I don't have a prayer. That does it یعنی دیگه نمیتونم تحمل کنم. That does it دیگه نمیتونم تحمل کنم. To not have a prayer یعنی شانس موفق شدن نداشتن. Prayer معنی تحت لفظش یعنی دعا کننده. یعنی من دعاگوی ندارم. اصطلاحا یعنی شانس موفقیت ندارم. خب به پایان این درس رسیدیم. لغات رو هم حتما گوش کنید و فایل CLT رو هم حتما تکرار کنید پشت سر من.
Lesson 1. I'm sure they'll give you a fair shake. Dialogue. Debbie and Valerie are at an audition for the school musical.
I can't believe I let you talk me into auditioning for the school musical. When I get this nervous, I can't carry a tune. Look at me. I'm breaking out in a cold sweat. Would you please stop going off the deep end and try to get a hold of yourself?
You're right. I'm blowing this all out of proportion. It's just that every time I audition for anything, I feel like I've been put through a ringer when it's all over. I just want them to give me a fair shake. That's all I ask.
Hey, there's Nancy.
She's the best singer in the entire school. I didn't know she was going to audition for the same part as you.
That does it. I'm leaving. I don't have a prayer.
مروری بر ایدیم ها و اسلنگ فریز ها. To blow something all out of proportion یعنی بزرگ نمایی کردن در چیزی. اغراق کردن، غلوف کردن. It means to exaggerate. Usage example number one. Mark's airplane trip was a little bumpy, but he's been telling everyone the airplane almost crashed. He sure does blow everything all out of proportion. Usage example number two. Sam and Julie had a little disagreement. The way you told me about it, I thought they were going to get divorced. You sure have a tendency to blow things all out of proportion. To break out in a cold sweat, یعنی از ترس عرق ریختن. It means to begin perspiring suddenly due to great fear or anxiety. Usage example number one. When I heard about the earthquake near my parents' house, I broke out in a cold sweat. Usage example number two. I broke out in a cold sweat when I saw the tornado coming closer. To carry a tune. یعنی طبق ریتم خوندن. To carry a tune. طبق ریتم خوندن. Set up someone who is able to sing on pitch. Usage example number one. I'm not really a singer, but at least I can carry a tune. Usage example number two. You want Peter to join our choir? He can't carry a tune. To give someone a fair shake, یعنی با کسی منصفانه رفتار کردن. It means to give someone the same fair treatment as you would give to others. Usage example number one. Do you think the jury will give the defendant a fair shake? Usage example number two. At the choir audition, I was only allowed to sing one verse, but Natalie was allowed to sing her entire song. I don't think I got a fair shake. To get a hold of oneself, یعنی بر احساسات خود مسلط شدن. To get a hold of oneself, بر احساسات خود مسلط شدن. It means to get control of one's emotions. Usage example number one. Get a hold of yourself. I've never seen you so upset before. Usage example number two. I'm not going to let her drive anywhere until she gets a hold of herself. I don't think she can drive safely in her current emotional state. To go off the deep end, یعنی هیجان زده شدن یا ناراحت شدن. It means to one, to become upset and irrational. Two, to become crazy. Usage example number one. My teacher went off the deep end because I was late to class again. Usage example number two. After Mr. Fletcher's wife died, he went off the deep end. توی مثال اول معنیه در واقع عصبانی شدن و هیجان زده شدن میداد. توی مثال دوم معنی ناراحت شدن. Not to have a prayer یعنی شانس موفقیت نداشتن. معنی لفظ به لفظش یعنی دعاگو نداشتن. It means to have no possibility of success in something. Usage example number one. You don't have a prayer of beating Andy at chess. Usage example number two. I don't have a prayer of passing my geometry test tomorrow. I should have studied harder. To talk someone into something, it means کسی رو متقاعد کردن. کسی رو متقاعد کردن به انجام کاری. It means to convince someone to do something. Usage example number one. Michelle said he didn't want to go with us to the movies. Why don't you try and talk her into it? I just know she'd have a good time. Usage example number two. You talked me into it. I'll give you one more chance to take the rest. That does it. یعنی کار به استخونم رسیده. That does it. It means that's all I can tolerate. Usage example number one. That does it. If you ever borrow anything from me again without asking, you are in big trouble. Usage example number two. My bicycle just broke again. That does it. I'm buying a new one tomorrow. To put someone through the wringer, یعنی کسی رو تحت فشار قرار دادن. To put someone through a wringer, کسی رو تحت فشار قرار دادن. It means to put someone through a strenuous and emotional experience. Usage example number one. Why didn't you call to tell me you were going to be 3 hours late coming home? I was worried. You really put me through a ringer. Usage example number two. I was really put through the ringer at my job interview. I had to fill out papers, meet dozens of people and do a presentation. خب به پایان درس امروزمون رسیدیم. فراموش نکنید که فایل تکرار یعنی فایل CLT رو حتما پشت سر بنده تکرار کنید. فعلا خدا نگهدار.